Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations. Well, today in our program, we are continuing a second part of a special guest from Southern Illinois, talking about good news from Southern Illinois about after-school good news clubs. And we have Colette Arnold, who is the after-school good news club team leader for Heron, Illinois, Heron Elementary School, where before COVID, they were running almost 100 children, and now they're getting, praise the Lord, the doors open to be back in the schools again. So we're pushing 30, 40 kids that are coming on a weekly basis. This is in the public schools where children are hearing about Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also we have Robin Williams here with us as well, joining us again from Southern Illinois. And she is the ministry coordinator, our staff leader for down there of the 19 county areas, along with her board that oversees the Ministry of Child Advance and Fellowship in Southern Illinois. So Colette and Robin, thanks so much for being here today on our program.
Thank you, Katrina.
So let's go ahead and just kind of recap for a second. So we were talking about before COVID, Robin, you're sharing with me that this new chapter that we started in Southern Illinois about maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, something like that. Lose track a little bit, but at least, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. And we, before COVID, we were running about 14, 15 good news clubs in those different counties in the Southern Illinois area. And now we're in about 5 good news clubs down there right now. And didn't you say last week that we're working on about maybe 6 more that we're working on to getting started, you know, just as the Lord leads and as the Lord opens the doors and provides the volunteers. Is that correct, Robin?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a brand new club coming on. I'm pretty excited about that. I was afraid that during this whole COVID thing, Lord, will we get a new club going? And God provided that. And so we have a new club going to start up. In fact, myself and the team leader from there in Carbondale, Lakeland Baptist, we're going to meet with the school district in District 95 Carbondale to get a club started at the parish school. Been praying for that one for, since 2016 when the chapter started. So pretty excited about that one getting started.
Oh, so it did get started because we went down to the training, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to.
Good.
It's going to get started in February.
Wonderful.
They're going to do 12 to 14 weeks there. So,
and they're letting them come in and everything. That's great.
That's a brand new club. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, praise the Lord. And you shared last week that your biggest prayer request is we need to pray. Let's ask our listening audience right now. They need to pray that God would open up these school doors again. Before COVID, we were in over 100 schools. Now we're like 20 or 30 schools across the state. But my prayer is that we would not just get back to normal. That is not God's will for us, just to get back to normal. That is not what God wants. He wants to do more than we can ever possibly ever think or ask or even imagine, all to the glory of God and for his church, to be the church who he has called us and equipped us to be. And so I'm just praying that we would be back in the public schools and the open door in even a greater way than ever before, and specifically also for Southern Illinois. I mean, that's your prayer too. Isn't that your vision, that you want to be in every elementary school in Southern Illinois? Isn't that the prayer?
Absolutely. And our prayer, if you're asking my greatest prayer request, it would be that we can get the word out to Bible-believing churches. We cannot go. We partner with local Bible-believing churches. So CEF in itself doesn't, you know, we need the volunteers in order to go. And so that is my prayer right now, is that we can get the word out to pastors and, you know, people like Colette, who is running is the team leader of a model good news club, who gets that prayer team involved, who gets the pastors are involved at Heron. That's really exciting. We have 3 pastors. Is that right?
Yes.
3 pastors are going to the school on a weekly basis and teaching the children. So,
wow.
Yeah. So awesome. It just doesn't get any better than that. So we need pastors, we need churches, we need people who are passionate about reaching the children to get a hold of us, get a hold of CEF si.com. We have a new building now there in Carbondale that we need you to get a hold of us. And we will gladly come and get you started.
So what you're talking about, you know, the harvest is great. The laborers are few. We need the Lord to send out, to thrust out the laborers unto his harvest field. So Colette, Robin just said that you guys are a model Good News Club. So tell me about this model Good News Club. What makes I don't know if you would use that word or not, but we're going to. But, you know, what makes a Good News Club run well? What does a model Good News Club look like for a church partnership? I know Robin touched base on that. What does it look like for the volunteers, or even from the school district's perspective or the local elementary school? You know, what's it look like for the children and the parents? Just tell us about that briefly.
Well, you know, we're in a district where the superintendent at the time when we started it as actually a member of our church.
That
was a blessing.
Okay.
Yes. And now he has retired and we have a new superintendent who actually had done a Good News Club to a principal in an area near us. So God just keeps providing. Actually, the gentleman that's a superintendent now, that's the believer, he goes to the church where one of the pastors participates. So there you go.
Wow.
So God,
love the connections.
All of it. The CEF has excellent material for anyone who feels God stirring them and has a desire to get the gospel to the children in the community. What better way to get in the public schools? But it does begin with prayer, and it does begin with understanding that God has called us to do it, and he's going to provide it. If he is calling you to do it, then he's going to do it through you. You just have to humble ourselves as Christ humbled himself and cry out. I believe cry out and say, God, I can't do this. Do it through me. Show me who you want to bring on board and show me where they fit. And, you know, he does it. He has his ways. You just have to be listening and looking and asking and seeking. And he does it. I think one of the best helps and tools that I had was all those roles of how to set up a club. You know, you need a prayer coordinator. You need a snack coordinator. You need this. You need that. You need to go to the training. You're going to learn a lot there. I continue to go every time I get a new person that wants to go, because I believe that that's my role as a leader. I believe my role as a leader should be not only to pray for everyone, but to make myself available and to be kind of like stand in if I needed to. If something happens, can I fill that spot? You know, so I really do study. You know, it's a little harder as you get older, but I believe in don't ask someone to do something you're not willing to do yourself kind of attitude. And I believe that God's taught me through life, just show up, Colette. You know, the biggest part besides prayer and being spiritually prepared and praying over your people and asking them to be spiritually prepared and connecting yourself to them and offering yourself to them is, I heard a minister somewhere sometimes say, you can't be over anything if you're not under something first. So I have to put myself under the authority of God and his word and his spirit. And I have to have a humble, hungering heart. And honestly, he knows how to get that there, right? Because we aren't always in that place. But you know what? He does it because his spirit lives in us if we're believers. And he does the work. And I watch him do it. And I am thrilled how he does it. It never ceases to amaze me. But he uses his body. He does it through his body. And we have a church here that they are behind it 110%. It's the pastors on down. I just, Sunday school class, I have a lot of connections through a lot of siblings of other churches that I will share with and have shared with, and people who pray in other countries because I've had connections in traveling to other countries. So there's a lot of people who pray. Wow. So that you're standing on the truths of God's word. It's not just praying and then expecting to sit back and waiting. You move forward. And that's your steps. You move forward, but you have to understand spiritual warfare, and you got to have someone praying against that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think we need to create a position for you where you're like going around and training people in Southern Illinois how to be a Good News Club team leader. What do you think about that, Robin?
That would be awesome.
I mean, still do what you're doing, but, you know, let's go and have you mentor, you know. So Colette will come alongside you starting Good News Club. She'll be there to mentor you, and then she'll go to another one to mentor them. Hey, I am just thinking big here. But, you know, God can do it. I mean, it's like 130 some schools that we're trying to be in all Southern Illinois. Is that right? Elementary?
134. Last I knew. And you know what? And I just want to say this. The Heron Club has had lots of salvations, children coming to know Christ as their personal savior. And I know that's because of the prayer and the preparation. And, you know, it's the power of the gospel. It's the power of the message that touches the hearts of those children. But the leadership to be in prayer, and like Colette said, spiritual warfare, we have to be praying. Yes. These kids are in a battle, a culture battle in our world. And it is demonic forces that are coming against our children. And some children don't have anybody maybe that's a believer in their home or in their family that pray for them. And we have to stand in the gap to pray for those children. And that's what I see. You know, we have several Good News Clubs that are operating in this manner. And Colette, I was so excited. She called me the other day and I said, you know what, I got to call Katrina and see if we can get you a radio interview, because people need to hear this. They need to hear the passion in her heart as she goes every week, and the pastors of two churches go and teach children. I just love what God is doing for the children, for the community, for the school. This is a blessing for the school. They're also praying for the teachers. Teachers are going through, and, you know, staff at school, they're going through a hard time through this COVID mess. They're stressed out. And so to have prayer warriors and like boots on the ground, you know, doing warfare there in the school, what a blessing.
Amen. I could not say it any better. This is spiritual warfare. You know what? Satan and his minions are serious. God's people need to get our boots on, and we need to be serious. You know, the time of our sleep time is over. It's wake up time, and we need to
Katrina,
get
Katrina, you know what? We win. We've already won.
That's
people
right.
need to understand the battle is from the battleground of the mind and the spirit of fear. And that's how the enemy does it. You know, I get attacked too. We all do. But you know what? If you hold up the word of God and you put him on as your shield, like he says to in the word, he goes and fights for you.
Amen.
And he gives you the strength and the energy. There's days that I get up where I'm not feeling the greatest or things happen. I'll get calls right and left and it's club time. I'm like, what? You're not going to be. And I'm like, okay, God, I just hold my hands up and say, okay, God, this is yours, not mine.
Right. It's his, his ministry.
And he, yes. But I am going to say this about the souls that are saved. I believe there's something very special about that place. And I do believe it's because my dad cried out over that land when we were kids growing up. And not just for his kids, but their kids, the kids that would come after them on that soil. And I believe that with my whole heart. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, those prayers were being stored in storage tanks for such a time as this. We only have like less than 1 minute. I'm not sure if we even have that. But Robin, if there is someone listening right now through this broadcast, this program, what would you'd say to them? How can they get in contact with you, especially in your area, if they want to get an after-school Good News Club? How do they get in contact with you? What's their next step? Just real briefly.
Absolutely. Just go to the website, cefsi.com. All of our contact information is there. You know, you can get a hold of me. You can get a hold of the office. We have a new office there in Carbondale. We have a presence there now. We're holding office hours. But I think the quickest way to get my information to reach out to us is through our website, cefsi.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, Colette and Robin. So glad you're able to be with us here today. And I just love what you said. We're just here to show up and God will take care of the rest. Thanks again for joining us today and listening to Telling Future Generations. And we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.